7 Scoops word met trots vervaardig deur Newscoop.
Goeiedag, jy is ingeskakel op Biscoops vir sake nuus plaaslik en internasionaal. Ek is Barry Maree. Op vandag se program, nog 'n brandstofprysverhoging is op die kaarte en ons gesels oor die impak van die sluiting van die Alkalometal Suid-Afrika se langstaal aanlegte op die land se ekonomie. Die ekonoom Waldo Kriel praat oor die ekonomie van Dobbel en internasionale sake nuus. Meta beplan om 5% van sy 72,000 wêreldwye arbeidsmag te sny. In beleggingsnuus, Reinet het planne aangekondig om miljoene aandele in British American Tobacco te verkoop. En ons praat met Joe en Dancini Chilo van My Broadband Infinities oor Sanlam en die Universiteit van Wes-Kaapland se Fellows Leadership and Mentoring Program.
Ons kyk nou na plaaslike sake nuus.
Nog 'n skerp stygings in brandstofpryse word vir volgende maand verwag. Dit sal die 4de opeenvolgende stygings in brandstofpryse wees. Vroeë data van die Sentrale Energiefonds dui op 'n stygings van tussen 75 en 81 sent per liter vir petrol, wat die prys as meer as R21 laat styg. Diesel sal na verwagting nader aan die R20 kerf kom met die stygings wat tussen 88 sent en 90 sent per liter. Ongeauditeerde data dui daarop dat stygings in die internasionale olieprys en die rand se swak prestasie teenoor die dollar tot beduidende prysstygings by plaaslike pompe op 5 Februarie kan lei. Suid-Afrikaanse werkers in die openbare sektor het optimisme uitgespreek om 'n salarisooreenkoms met die regering te bereik. Dit kom nadat die aanbod tot 5% van 4,7% verbeter het. Die hoofsekretaris van die Staatsdienskoördinerende Bedingingsraad, Frikkie de Bruin, sê daar word gehoop dat die onderhandelinge in die volgende week kan sluit. Vakbonde, wat byna 1,3 miljoen werkers verteenwoordig, insluitend onderwysers, verpleegsters en polisie, soek 'n loonverhoging van 6% vir die boekjaar 2025-26. En Alkalometal Suid-Afrika gaan einde januarie sy staalaanlegte in Newcastle en Vereniging sluit. Dit volg op jare van dalende vraag, 'n onbetroubare energievoorsiening en onderpresterende logistieke sektor en 'n makroomgewing wat nie bevorderlik is vir grootskaalse vervaardigings- en konstruksieprojekte nie. Maar wat is die impak hiervan op ons ekonomie? Chris Hatting van die Sentrum vir Risiko-ontleding vertel ons meer.
The closure of the ArcelorMittal South Africa plants in Newcastle and Vereniging have the most dire consequence for people employed at those plants. Around 3,500 jobs are on the line. But then more downstream impact on the South African economy and sectors. Look at things like construction and manufacturing that rely on the products that are manufactured by AMSA at those plants. And then also the automobile sector and one or two others will be impacted down the line. Those sectors can, of course, import those various components and products that they would have purchased from AMSA, but that might mean more higher import costs. It might also mean some delays. So it'll have broadly a negative impact on the South African economy and sectors such as manufacturing, construction and automotive.
Ons gesels nou met die president van die Ekonomiese Vereniging van Suid-Afrika, professor Waldo Kriel. Dankie dat jy by ons aangesluit het. Prof Kriel, Dobbel is soos belasting. Kan jy ons meer vertel oor die ekonomie van Dobbel?
Dobbel vir die pret is sekerlik 'n tydverdryf. Om lotto-nommers te kies by die vulstasie se winkel is nie so opwindend nie. Maar mens kan insien dat 'n dag by 'n perdewedren pret kan wees as jy die geld het. Baie meer dobbelary vind egter vandag aanlyn plaas. Dit vereis nie veel meer geld of kundigheid om te begin nie. Jy begin sommer met jou foon by die huis. Boonop word dit geadverteer deur sportsterre en die maatskappye wat dit bedryf, borg sport en ondersteun welsynsorganisasies. Maar die aanlyn ervaring is anders as 'n aand in die kasino en sonder die pret is jy terug by 'n 1 uit 'n miljoen kans om te wen. Of dit nou kaarte is of cricket, daar is mense wat glo hulle het 'n stelsel, beter ontledings of een of ander vaardigheid wat hulle kansse beter maak. Maar die ware wenner is altyd die huis of dan die aanlyn platform. Dobbel is eintlik soos 'n belasting op mense wat waarskynlikhede nie goed verstaan nie. Die kans om die lotto te wen is kleiner as 1 uit 20 miljoen. Dit is ook 'n regressiewe belasting wat arme mense swaarder tref. Selfs klein bedragies is 'n groot deel van jou inkomste as jou inkomste min is.
Baie dankie Waldo Kregel, president van die Ekonomiese Vereniging van Suid-Afrika. Die prof dien ook as ekonoom verbonde aan die Noordwes Universiteit se Sakeskool. Hy doen ook 'n daaglikse potgooi wat op alle aanlyn stromingsdienste insluitend Spotify en Anchor FM beskikbaar is.
Ons kyk nou na sakenuus op die internasionale front.
Die eienaar van Facebook, Instagram en WhatsApp, Meta, beplan om 5% van sy 72,000 wêreldwye arbeidsmag te sny, geteken op laapresteerders. Meta se uitvoerende hoof, Mark Zuckerberg, beoog om die prestasiegebaseerde besnoeiings te bespoedig, wat ongeveer 3,600 personeellede raak. Amerikaanse werknemers sal teen 10 Februarie in kennis gestel word, saam met diegene in ander lande om kort daarna te volg. Die posbesnoeiings kom na Meta se 2023 en 2022 afleggings van onderskeid uiteindelik 10,000 en 11,000 rolle. Zuckerberg noem 2025 intens met die klem op hoë presterende spanne. Werknemers wat geraak word, sal skeidingspakkette ontvang. Meta skaal ook diversiteit en feitekontroleprogramme terug.
Kom ons kyk nou waar jy jou geld moet belê sodat dit harder vir jou kan werk.
Johan Rupert se beleggingsfirma Reinet het planne aangekondig om meer as 43,3 miljoen aandele in British American Tobacco vir 28 miljard rand te verkoop. Die transaksie word deur JP Morgan bestuur. Dit dui op Reinet se volle uittrede uit BAT. Die opbrengs sal deur lopende beleggings finansier. Reinet se aandele het gister na die aankondiging met 8% gestyg, met finale skikking wat môre verwag word. Voor ons groet gesels ons met Joe en Dinchenny Chilo van Broadband Infinities. Ons gesels oor Sanlam en die Universiteit van Wes-Kaapland se Fellows Leadership and Mentoring Program. Joe, kan jy ons vertel van jou besigheid?
The business that I run is called Broadband Infinities, and we are more focused on the township and rural areas economy. We come through to develop the communities by enabling them to have access to Wi-Fi and internet connectivity, and we find that this is a digital divide that has been happening in so many years, and the little that we can do is going to help to bridge the gap between the opportunities that are available in both societies, where we find that others are not having it, some they do.
Watter rol sien jy jou besigheid speel om sleutel uitdagings in Suid-Afrika aan te spreek, soos werkskepping of volhoubaarheid?
So with the unemployment rate skyrocketing in South Africa at the moment, I think each and every little bit can help. Right now, what we're doing is that we go to the location or whatever rural community that we find ourselves in, we go there, we train people. I am training an average of about 5 local youth in the area. I will train them, we give them skills, we let them go out there, and then they do the wireless communication. They put on the router, they put on the Wi-Fi, and then when they leave that house, everybody in that house get connection and they are able to have Wi-Fi and the internet. That is something that is extremely important. Also, it comes with lots and lots of satisfaction to us to say that now we are able to change the life of somebody. So job creation is something that is top of our mind, and obviously creating sustainable development and communities is something that is definitely helping us to understand that this, what we're doing, it has got a very big room in the economy of South Africa and in the world at large. And there's so many things that we can do, and we haven't even scratched the surface yet. There is so much opportunities, and there's so many other things that if we get the right partners and people who are able to help us to make sure that this dream, it's reaching the people that need services, we will reach a lot of communities, and that's what we need.
As jy vorentoe kyk, hoe beplan jy om voort te bou op die grondslag wat deur die program gelê word, en watter raad sal jy gee aan ander klein sake eienaars wat streef om soortgelyke sukses te behaal?
Education and knowledge cannot be replaced by anything. And if there's any idea that you have, it is always important to cultivate it with the right minds and right tools, processes and systems. You cannot have all that without going through the proper background or the proper foundation. And the proper foundation will be laid through the Sanlam and the UWC. These institutions are doing an utmost best to help us to understand what business is all about. How do you expand? How do you scale up? How do you navigate through the waters of strange waters of businesses? And these are the things that you'll never be able to understand if you don't have the background of this. So I will say, if you've got an opportunity and you're given an opportunity, go and learn more, go and do more, because this is going to help your business to grow. And we're seeing ourselves building from where we have started with these programs to greater heights, because we can see that the opportunities are unlimited. We have got someone who was with us in the program who already planning to build a hotel now as we speak. And obviously we've got a community that we've built, and we are working together to make sure that we continue this relationship going forward. And that's the community that you need so that I can be able to grow.
En dit was Joe en Dinchenno Chilo van Broadband Infinities. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons aangesluit het. Ons is volgende week weer terug met nog 'n uitsending van BizScoops vir sake nuus, plaaslik en internasionaal. Ek is Barry Maree, totsiens.
En dit was nog 'n uitsending van BizScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsScoop.